Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Joshua 1 and verse 8 says, "You shall meditate on it day and night." The word for today is once again about meditation or percolating. Bible meditation has fallen out of favor. Why? Because we live in an instantaneous society and a preoccupied society. We've got so much stuff coming at us from TV, mobile phones, emails, texts, snail mail, satellite links, cable news feeds, and podcasts. We hardly have a moment to react, much less reflect. Get real. You can't download spiritual maturity by hitting a few keys on a computer. That's why the scriptures speak so often about meditation. God, the author of the Bible, gave Joshua the formula for succeeding in your career and prospering in whatever you put your hand to. Joshua 1 and verse 8 says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful." To succeed in life, you must do something. Do what? Meditate in God's word. How often? Day and night. So what portion of scripture were you thinking about this morning as you started your day? Or while you're driving to and from work? For that matter, when was the last time you consciously reflected on any Bible truth or principle? If you can't remember, start making some changes right away. Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 verse 15, "Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all." And that is still the rule. Meditate and percolate, part 3. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.